Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Yesterday, we were talking about dating during COVID-19, and it led to a text from Amanda, who we thought we should have on the show to explain her dilemma. She is living
in a house divided.
Yes, she and her man feel very differently about coronavirus.
So what's going on? Tell us all about it, Amanda.
So basically, I live in an apartment with my boyfriend. He's a little bit more worried about the pandemic than I am. So it's a little bit more when we come home with the groceries, we have to wipe them down every time we come in the house.
Still, really? Okay.
If we enter the house, we have to wash our hands and take a shower if we've been around people.
That's nice that you're doing that to put his mind at ease, though. I think that's important that you don't just poo-poo it. How do you navigate that when you go out?
So usually I'll go for the groceries just because I know that he's very anxious. So I'll go out for the groceries usually. We don't really go many places except for, we'll try to go out for hikes and like go bike riding and stuff together. So we're not cooped up in the house all the time.
But yeah,
it's definitely a struggle when you have one person that's a little bit more relaxed than the other person.
Now, was he this way before COVID-19?
I guess he was a little bit anxious about things, but not as, like, hardcore about it.
All right.
Are you constantly throwing stats at him to try and get him to relax?
Yeah, so I actually have a COVID-19 tracker on my phone, and
no
I kind of look at it every day just to put his mind at ease a little bit. But
that's so
once
funny.
He sees the numbers going up,
yeah,
I know. It gets a little bit tricky.
My mom and dad are exactly like this, and she's all masking, and he's not feeling it. He wears his mask as a babushka just to mess with her, so it's very sweet that you're being sweet about it. And wouldn't that be, like, the least satisfying I told you so in history if you got it, and then he was like, see?
Yeah, really.
Yes, that would be awful. another struggle, because I just started going back to work. So that was kind of hard.
Oh, so you got to come in and take all your clothes off, shower, scrub down, like you're going in for surgery or something.
You're so nice to do all that. And you know what? It might get worse in November during the elections because you guys will be talking about it even more.
Oh, boy.
Well, thank you so much, Amanda, for going on with us.
You're welcome.
That's got to be tough, though. Here,
so bad for both of them.
Flashing those stats in his face. Here, I got the latest stats.
So if this is you, if this is happening in your house, if you have different views on the virus, what's the biggest point of contention for you? 1-800-222-0985.